Pope Francis, on Sunday following the recitation of the Angelus, had a special prayer for Gabon, which is going through a time of severe political crisis. The country has been hit by recent protests since the re-election of President Ali Bongo. The UN, US and France have called for calm and greater transparency about the results.
Affido al Signore le vittime degli scontri e i loro familiari.
Speaking to the many pilgrims and tourists in St. Peter's Square, the Pope said, "I entrust to the Lord the victims of the clashes and their families. I join the bishops of that dear African country to invite the parties to reject all violence and to always aim for the common good. I encourage everyone, particularly Catholics, to be builders of peace within the law, in dialogue and fraternity." Speaking before the Marian prayer, Pope Francis recalled Sunday's Gospel from Luke, considered to be the chapter of mercy. In these parables of the lost sheep, the coin and the prodigal son, the Pope explained that Jesus wants to make us understand that God the Father is the first to have a welcoming and merciful attitude towards sinners.
Che Dio Padre è il primo ad avere verso i peccatori un atteggiamento accogliente e misericordioso.
The Pope added that all these parables express joy and rejoicing, not sadness and sorrow. Pope Francis underlined that the Gospel reading gives hope, continuing, "There is no sin in which we have fallen, from which, by the grace of God, we cannot rise again. There is no individual beyond redemption. No one is beyond redemption, because God never ceases to want our good, even when we sin." During the Angelus, the Holy Father also remembered Father Ladislaw Bukuninski, who was persecuted for his faith and was beatified on Sunday in Karaganda in Kazakhstan. Pope Francis said that in his life he always showed great love for the weakest and neediest, and his testimony appears as a distillation of the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. I'm Lydia O'Kane.